Okay, Parshas Balak. The first word of the Parsha starts with the word Vayar. Very often gives us at least an introduction what this Parsha is about. Vayar, it's about seeing. As we see later in the Parsha, that Bilam was taka blind, Shesum Ayin, he was blind in one eye. It means he couldn't see that clear, as much as he was a Navi, and a Navi is called Chazoy Nishaya, right? We always say Loshna Chazoy, and a Navi song that's called a Roya. Different words in Chazal, which in the Torah actually, in the Navi, what a Navi is. A Navi is really supposed to be a Roya, supposed to be a Chazoy. He's, even though his Nevuah, Chazal say, was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, but obviously he didn't know how to translate his Nevuah. So there's a Vater of Chaim Briska that the Sefer Halein L'Shabeach brings down. Beginning with his Parsha, he says, he brings down a story of Reb Zilberstein, that there was a chasna born into his marriage, a huge throne. And the purpose of the throne was, because the Rambam says, a melachta es baleo. The Rambam says a wife has to make her husband into a melech. So in order to make it easier for her, he brought in this big throne into the marriage. So Reb Zilberstein was telling, I want to tell you how Reb Chaim learns these psukim, the beginning of the Parsha, Reb Chaim Briska learns to teach you how to become a melech. Beginning of the parasha, it says, V'yah Balak ben Tzippor. It doesn't say Melech Moav yet. He became a Melech that day only, Chazal say. Later on, the Pasuk says, Balak ben Tzippor Melech Moav be'Isai. How did he become a Melech? Zokar B'chaim. He saw there was a problem. He saw what happened. Os Yisrael Amiri. He saw what happened to Amiri. He realized we have a problem. We're next. You know, as he saw a vision, we're going to be next. And we're going to be destroyed. We've got to get together and plan something. Somebody that doesn't think about himself, thinks about the Medina, thinks about the country, thinks about helping his country, he becomes a melech. A melech is about thinking about others, thinking bigger, not thinking about yourself. That's how Reb Chaim learns why he became a melech, because he didn't think only about himself. He thought big, as we say. He thinks about everybody. That's what creates Malchus. That's also seeing the bigger picture. You should know this is very interesting. The Gemara tells us in Horius and other places also, that the Gemara tells us. And where do we learn it from? From Balak, he was Zoicha that Rusta come out of him. So why? Because he gave over all these karbonas. Balak gave these karbonas to Bilam. Because he was marked these karmas, he was Zoicha to have Rus. So the Marsha was made by Akasha. The Tosha says in many places in Shas, in Tainis, in Psachim, in Brachas, Tosha says that what do you mean? If a person learns Torah, says Tosfos, there's two types of Lishma. There's Lishma, which is Lakantar, to chepper a person. And then there's Lishma, you want Chveis covered, you want other things. To do Lishma, Mishum covered, that Lishma is fine. There'll be Batech Lishma, Balishma. A Lishma of Lakantar, that Lishma is Noich Lishlivra. Frank de Marsha, in a hurry, that Lechoira, Balak, and Bilam are Lakantar. So how does it get Shalei Lishma Balishma? So Dr. Marsha, that Balak was looking to protect his country. That's not called Lakantar. Even though the way he did it, maybe through Klala, but his motive was to protect his country. That's how he learns the Marsha. That's why I think the feud, whatever the Marsha, in main Haris, the end of Masechta's Haris there. So we see, definitely Balak had a vision. Balak had a vision, and through that. If you look, the emes is in the parasha that Bilam could not see. He tried to use his nevuah in a way, leklola, and what happened? Ve'yapach Hashem klola bracha. So on a very pashtistic level, you learn, he was trying to say klola, and the parasha switched it, as the pasuk says, kol asher yosef befi oisa eshwar adamer, whatever Hashem puts in my mouth. He was trying to say something, and Rabbi Shlomo made him say something else. That's like a hook, Rashi says. He was trying to force, his tongue was forced. But if you mimic a little more, I think it's more than that. Someone who's a Novi is seeing the MS. In the world of reality, Klal Yisrael is not Shai Klala. So when he's saying Nevuah, and his Nevuah, as we say, Chazal telling are equal to Rosh Abenu, trying to do Klala, that's not Emes, that's not Nevuah. You can't have a Nevuah on something which is Sheker. The Nevuah is Bracha. You could say, Anachadama, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that everything they did, the Bracha turned back the Klala, Chutz mi Bati Knesa is Bati Midrashis. So Kenzan, there is a Vada, an element in everything that is, you could zero in on the Klala. But you see, Batim Knesses, Batim Rosh is not Shaykh. Even those which use Machav Nechlala cannot turn because they're be Etzem Bracha. And Beis Medrash, Beis Knesses is Etzem Bracha. So as much as you try to do Klala, the emes can't be alpinavua. You can't get to klala. You can only do. That's what. He was mahapach leklala. That's what happened over there. He saw two taitchim and psukim on this theme. One of them is on the pasuk that says, "Efes kotzei otira v'kula loisira." When he was trying to give a klal to klal, so he didn't want to see the whole klal ishol. Could say, oh, Tira, he only wants to see part of Kalishol, right? Kula loy sira. So I saw board down, Mishem the Kotzka. Someone told me, actually, Mishem the Kotzka. And then I just saw board down a little different, the way he did, the way this person told me. Someone told me, Mishem the Kotzka, you want to look at somebody? Could say, oh, Tira, you should only see part of him. Kula, don't look at everything. If you look at everything, you're going to see the negative. Could say, oh, Tira, just look at a ktsas of the person. Or be kula loy sira. Don't look at the whole thing. Don't look. Otherwise, you're going to notice the negative. Look at his milas. The Aturei Torah brings down from the Kotzka a little different. Kotzeo means there'll be averus, maybe by Yechidim, or by Kulai, by all Klal Yisrael. There's no chait. Now, you have to look at Klal Yisrael as a Klal. Kotzeo, maybe by some that people are doing averus. Or by Kulai, it's the same idea. That's how you learn. If you look, it's interesting. But a sachmoit.
It happened at the world, view the world, mixas.
Right. That's for you to look at. Mixas, chatzi zakav, all of these should realize that you are bachrayas to make sure the world leads. It's more a limit for you.
But I know there might be 50% that are chayev, and I'm the guy that's going to bring down the 49.
So let me explain to you, because I was bothered by, it's not really a kasha, but we find, on the other hand, both in loy sachmoit, and in the din of Aldala Kav, as Kala Adam Kav Schus, the Sfarim bring down, how can a person, the Sachmet is a feeling, how do you know? The Evan Ezra already asked this Kashazel. So they tie you up, if you look at the end, it says, Le Sachmet, Isha Shrecho, Beis Shrecho, right? So then the Pasuk says, V'chala Shrecho. So before Shabbat bothered by, once it says, V'chala Shrecho, why did the Torah identify Beis Shrecho, Isha Shrecho? So they say like this. They say that this cholash l'recho is not what the Torah is telling not to be sachmoit. The Torah is giving you a remedy how not to be choymet. He says you're looking at an individual thing that the person has. His eishes recho, his base recho. You look at the item he has. He has a fancy car. He has a beautiful home, and you're jealous. He says cholash l'recho. Look at the whole person, and you'll see it's not so perfect. Yes, he may have a nice car or Ashes Rech or different things. If you would take his whole picture, would you like to switch with him? The Cholash L'Recho, you want to be not jealous? Look at the bigger pictures of it. That's a Samlan. By the same Donas Kola Adam Kav Schus, you see a negative by somebody, so it says Golas Kola Adam. Don't pass law up the whole person because of that little thing. So here, this seemingly, if you look at the whole person, forget, you'll see the good. The Teretz is like this. Once you have a negativity, it means you're focused on the bad. So rather, the remedy is now look at the whole person, see the good. But what these Svarim are telling us is the other way around. Don't look just at the goods, and you won't even see the bad. Those ignore the bad. Yes, enachanama, once I've had the chemdo, or once I've seen him doing something wrong, then my job is fakir. Don't look at the wrong anymore. Look at the color odom, look at its color echo. But avada, the katchila, one should only focus on his goods. There's a pasuk that says, lehibit ovam yakol ero ama b'Yisrael. The pasuk tells us. So this is a beautiful Archaim HaKadosh. Today is his yotzeit, so you have to say over something from him. And he says that L'Yorama B'Yisrael means he couldn't see Klalish when they did Averus. There was a struggle for them. It wasn't an Amal. It was a geschmack to do a mitzvah. L'Yorama B'Yisrael, he didn't see Klalishrael. That was the bracha in Klalishrael. When they do mitzvahs, it wasn't. As they say from the Dugma Magad, he has a whole marshal, the Klaled, with a person that mitzvahs are not something which is something which Klalish will find difficult. As a marshal, they say, with a hotel, a person checked into a 5-star hotel. And what happened then, when he checked in, they tell him he has this little bag. They tell him, our policy is we take your bags up for you to your room. He says, it's one little bag. I can take it myself. No, no. The porter's going to take it for you. Okay, Shadal gives it to the porter. So he goes up to his room, and he's waiting for his bag. So he, waiting and waiting and waiting, he calls down to the front desk, where's my bag? He says, it's coming in a minute. Anyway, here's the guy knocking on his door, and he's huffing and puffing. He says, huffing and puffing, my bag was just a simple little bag. If you're huffing and puffing, you're not bringing my bag. If you're doing, the Chavetz Chaim, the Ibn HaMaket said, and he brought a pasuk, now I don't recall exactly the pasuk, but he says, the Klal Yisrael, when they're doing mitzvahs, if they're doing something which is difficult, then they're nechanama, that means they're not doing my mitzvahs. So over here, Le'orah, Bar Chaim HaKadosh is saying, Le'orah, Amal B'Yisrael, it wasn't Amal by them. If it's Amal, obviously, it's I heard Pshat Le'ro Amal Lehibit Ovin BeYakov Le'ro Amal BeYisrael is teaching you a concept. It says Hashem Lekiv Imoy. You want to have Hashem Elakim with you, then you don't look negative. Le'ro Lehibit Ovin BeYakov. Don't focus on his averus. Focus on his good that he does. If you're Lehibit Ovin BeYakov, then Anachanamo Hashem Lekiv Imoy. You want to be with Hashem, you look only at the toiv of a person. That's how you look at the toiv. That's a person has to date. The pasuk says, "Orei b'tuv Yerushalayim." You know, with narrow starting, Balak is the introduction to the 3 weeks. Parsha's Balak. What pshat is? Because now you're supposed to. The parsha is telling you, don't look a negative eye. Look, orei b'tuv Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Cholim brings down the Afsamach Gimel that there was a bird called a ra'a. It's a da'a. One pasuk is called da'a. One pasuk is called ra'a. It's a vulture. And the Gemara says in Samach Gimel based in Chal Cholim, that this is Yoshev Bavel, Varein Avela B'Yerushalayim. This vulture can see very far, right? They swoop down on the Avelas very far. When you have road kills, you see after a while how the vultures are already coming from what they can see. But this bird is a Tomei bird, says Rameh Shapiro, so brought down Chumash, Medrash Halacha, brings down for Rameh Shapiro, that the reason why this bird is Tomei, because he's ready, he's standing above and he can see Yerushalayim, and all he sees is Nevela in Yerushalayim, your Tama bird. If you're ready, look at Yerushalayim, or Eibat Tov Yerushalayim. You're ready, saying negative, then your Tama bird. First, has to see always the goods. There is a Chaim Volozhinov, touched up. Interesting. There's a Sefer called Beis Yitzchak, old liquid Sefer, he brings down in Parshas Vayechi from Rav Chaim Volozhinov. Shot in the Targum. The Targum says, "Sikar Shikar as Yodov." Right, Kiblash Bachar. Yaakov switched his hands. If you look at the Targum on the word "Shikar as Yodov," the Targum says, "Shikar Yodov, Ich Kaminon Li Yodov." Was a chachma what he did. So, what's the chachma? Usually, if you need to scratch your right ear, you don't use your left hand; you use your right hand. What was the chachma he did? Right? What was the chachma he switched his hand? So there's a lot of different pshatim. That this chachma, that he didn't embarrass, you know, Menashe, he just did it on top, he left him on the right. This is the Rav Chaim Volozhinov says like this. The Pasuk Abishli says, Kamayim ponim and ponim came levodom. Means the way you look at a refraction, ponim and ponim came levodom. What is this teaching you? What does that mean, came levodom? Zakar Chaim Volozhinov means like this. And the emes is, most people, I mean not most people, Allah, when you stand opposite somebody, so what is it? Your right is opposite his left, and your left is opposite his right. What does that mean? He says, "Bederech remes, Zakar B'chaim Volozhinov." Your right means your right. The pasuk says is like this in Meram, right? Your chashivas. How does it go exactly? He says the pasuk says the derech of that the human nature is to always be maktim milas chaveroi, and always be megadol to now raise the chesroinus chaveroi. That's how the person is. So what happens is, you always be magdal, he says, that's how a person does. So what, your the chashivas chaveroi, his right is opposite your left. Left means you look at it weakly. You do look at it with shvachkeit. You look at it, his milas, his right. You look at it negativity. You look at it with your left. His, right, that's you look at left. His chasroidus, his left, you look at it you with from your his chasroidus, which is the left side, you look at it with your right eye. Means you look with your right side, with your right hand. Means you focus much stronger. You superimpose on his chasroidus, and your mamait on his mailas. That's what person is. That's why with that's the nature of people. And the Torah created not the Torah, the Rabbi Shlomo, when he created a person, when you opposite each other. But when you look at a mirror, he says what happens is your right is connected to his right, and your left connected to his left. What's it teach you? Kamayim ponim al ponim. When you are opposite a person, keili, you should look like mayim. Means that's how you're supposed to look at a person. His right, you'd use it with full strength, with it full. His left, his chasreinus, you look at also with it lightly. You look at it with a chasarin. You don't focus on his on the chasreinus. You only focus as man. So that was the shikl es yodov means. Yaakov took the hand with chachma. He took his right hand to put it on the. In other words, he switched it. In other words, up in nature is right. He put it on the right of the other person, which is opposite him, and took his left hand, which should have been opposite his right. He put it on his left. He taka did kamay put him upon him. He made the right connect the right and the left connect the right. That's the avoid the person has to do is use your right and connect his right to see his mile. It's not a chasar. Reb Dest used to say you should put a dot on a piece of paper. And he used to say, what do you see? And everyone says, we see a black dot. And he says, why everyone focusing on the black dots? The white of the paper is so much more than the black. But everyone in the nature is, you look at the chasar, you look at the black. You don't look at, you should say, I see mostly white with a little black. But no, everyone says that just they're focusing on the ways, on the negativity. That's the avoida a person has. Bilam was a shesumayim. He couldn't see. It's interesting, one of the Musa Haskel, the Osir gave to him, he said, Shalosh Regalim. It was Muramas, the Klal Yisrael of a mitzvah, Shalosh Regalim. From all mitzvahs, you're choosing Klal Yisrael's Milo, the mitzvah, Shalosh Regalim. What did he want of Muramas to Bilam with the mitzvah of Shalosh Regalim? What was he trying to do, mitzvah, Shalosh Regalim? So if you medayik in the mitzvah, Shalosh Regalim, the Torah calls it Yira. Shalosh Yira. And the Gemara Chagiga learns Yira, Yira, Kadei Baruch Lirois. Just the way you look, Kach Boy Lirois, you should be seen. The Gemara learns that Alocha, Asuma Be'inai Achas, is Potter from Ria. So the mitzvah of Ria, the mitzvah of Oler Regalim, is called mitzvah Ria. The carbon, we call it carbon Ria. When Meramas to Bilam, that your Ria is not a Ria, look at Kladishol, they know how to do the Ria. Your Riyah is not a Riyah. That's Meshach Chochma says this. That his, they're telling Bilam your Riyah is not a Riyah. But you can take it a little further. If you, the Gemara in Babasra, that Chof Aleph tells us, Ki Mitzian Tzeitze Torah is Var Hashem Yishalayim. Schools, Torah start off in Yishalayim. Why in Yishalayim? He says, he brings down Tosfos, that Chof Aleph brings down. The Tosfos says, that when Yidden went up to the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the Karim do Avodah, they got more Yerushalayim. From seeing the Kohen and Avodah, they got more Yerushalayim. That's why they wanted the Chadorim in Yerushalayim. Kibitzin taste of Hashem Yerushalayim. And he says that's why by Maisa, the Sifri says, Laman Talmud, the Yerush Hashem. Maisa Shein, you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. That brings to Yerushalayim. That means a Yid sees a Kohen Avodah, that's going to make it more Yerushalayim. The Avodah of the Sholosh Regalim, when he went up to do the Oil Regal, and he saw the Kohen doing Avodah, you came back with Yerushalayim. That mitzvah of Ria had affected you, that you saw the right things. That's what, that was the chesor in the ad. You have to know how to see things. Someone was murdering me last night. If you look at the last three parshas, Korach, Chukas Bolov, by Korach, the kuf is the beginning of the letter. Chukas, the kuf is the middle of the letter. And by Bolok, the kuf is the end of the letter. See, he didn't tell me what it was Meramas. I was thinking, Shabbos, things move around. You have to know how to notice these things. I didn't notice that the kuf went from the last three parshas, right? From, in other words, from the beginning, Koirach, from the beginning, to Chukas, to the middle, and Bolok. It means you have to be able to have a real vision. The Sanhedrin are called Einai Edo. The Gedali Yisrael are called the Einai, to use the right way. But we learn from Bilam, he didn't look at it the right way. He looked at it with Shesum Oyen. He was talking of Suma Be'achas Ma'inov. We learn the Hepach. We learn from this. You have to look something with the Ayin Toivo. Don't look at something with the Ayin Ra. Right? He has an Ayin Ra. That's, so that was Bilam. Bilam has an Ayin Ra. So if we can learn in Befrat, in this man of the 3 weeks, we started the 3 weeks, which was Klali Sol Dechar, basically it was Char Val Al Sinas Chinam, if we can look with the Ayin Toiv on everything and see the goods, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will only see the good in us, and it'll bring us the Geula Meir V'Yameinu.